I'm curious about your comment in terms of the most controversial issue or local therapy issue in the meeting you were talking about. What are some of the other areas of controversy in terms of local therapy of breast cancer that you hear people asking about?
Well, I think that another one is, of course, the use of MRI in the patient with cancer. And I think that the picture here is changing. The way I look at this is we published many years ago that we could select patients for breast conservation and have an unexpected conversion to mastectomy rate of only about 3%. So standard clinical criteria, physical exam, mammography are pretty accurate in doing that. And if you look at outcome, which is ultimately the most important thing, Irene Wapner reported for the NSABP a couple years ago that in adjuvant trials of node-negative women treated during the mid-1980s to the mid-1990s, the 10-year local failure rates in the breast in the women who received systemic therapy were between 3 and 6%. So by selecting women without MRI, local failure is going to be seen at 10 years in only 3 to 6%. So now we have MRI that comes along that tells us that we can find additional cancer in as many as 15 to 25% of women. What's the most common change in therapy that happens because of that cancer? You end up getting a mastectomy that you wouldn't have otherwise had. So how does that all fit together? And that's been the big controversy. The argument of those who favor MRI is that we're finding cancer that has to be good, even if you've been successfully treating it for the past 20 years with radiotherapy. Well, this month, in January 2008, in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, is a very interesting paper published by Larry Solin and the Penn Group, in which they retrospectively examine women treated during the same time period, 217 of whom had an MRI pre-local therapy, and another about 450 who did not. And they do the appropriate adjustments for things that influence local failure. And at 8 years, the local failure rates in those two groups are 3% for the MRI group and 4% for the no MRI group. No difference. So I think that should sound a real note of caution about subjecting women to mastectomy for disease that's found only on MRI when we don't know that you're actually benefiting them.
So in your own practice, in what situations are you using MR for breast cancer patients?
Relatively few situations. I use it for women who are known or suspected BRCA1 or 2 carriers who have cancer and who have elected to be treated with a breast-conserving approach, so they're going to have breast tissue left behind. I use it for women who present with metastatic disease in the axilla and a primary that cannot be identified in the breast on mammogram, ultrasound, or physical exam. And I use it if there is a diagnostic dilemma on the basis of conventional imaging that the radiologist cannot resolve. Now, that's fewer than 10% of women with breast cancer.